This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Everybody, welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn here as well, and we have another hour for you. We're joined by Perry Schaefer, North Dakota State Republican Party Chairman. Talk about term limits on the program today, and also another ballot measure related to legalizing marijuana in the state of North Dakota. That'll be on the ballot as well. So look forward to this conversation today with Perry Schaefer. Perry, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Scott, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir. How are you?
Great. I'm well. Thank you. How about yourself?
Very good. Good to catch up and have you on the program today. And is the state party taking an official position on these two measures?
The state party is certainly against both measures. There's no question. There's not an official statement from the state party. I chair the party, so that's why I'm on to visit with you and your listeners today.
Let's deal with term limits first.
Sure.
We're going to spend a little time taking the pulse of the listeners here on this term limit question a little bit, but why the opposition? Tell us a little bit about why the party's against it.
Well, when you look at term limits, Scott, they do exactly the opposite of what many people think they do. They actually take away each of our rights to choose our representation in the legislature. We have a part-time legislature. They serve 80 days every 2 years, unless they go into special session for some reason. And if they're on some different organizational committees or whatever the case may be, then they do meet throughout the year once in a while. But 80 days every 2 years, part-time legislature. So the term limits laws would actually put them at 4 years. Technically, four times they would be able to meet, and then they get term limited out. So as someone that runs the party, I'm looking at protecting the voters, which my comments have nothing to do with protecting the legislators themselves, the voters. I want the voters to be able to choose who they want to represent them per district in our state.
And what is your sense of the electorate on term limits? Popular in that it's let's term limit those politicians. What is your sense of people's viewpoint?
Yeah, I think that people think exactly that, exactly what you just said. But I also don't believe that most people understand this has to do with their legislators in their respective districts. I know my Democratic colleagues across the aisle feel exactly the same way that we do. They want the districts to be able to vote for their own legislators. So I think many people think it has to do with the federal level, which it does not. This doesn't limit anybody that's in the federal positions, our two senators and our representative. This legislation in the statewide talks about the governor, term limits, and talks about your legislators in your district. So I think once people begin to understand that it affects them specifically, I think they'll maybe start looking at this a little bit differently and vote it down.
And one thing when it comes to local legislators, there's not exactly a long line of candidates waiting to run for the position, is it? I mean, when you talk about available people to run, that's one reason to consider not limiting the terms, because you don't necessarily always have somebody ready to run in a position.
Yeah, that's true. We do have some problems in some of our districts trying to get people that are willing to serve. It takes a lot of time out of your business life. Everybody that's in the legislature now, like I said earlier, is part-time. They're a citizen legislature, and they all have jobs and businesses and careers, and it takes out of your time. And the pay, of course, is there's not much pay involved in something of that nature. So it is rather hard sometimes to get people to run, and I think that's part of the situation. I also think people need to understand, Scott, that if you look at this cycle alone, 25% of the sitting legislators were elected out. In other words, we elected 25% new people into the legislature this cycle. And if you look at the big picture from a 10-year scope, we're looking at 75% of people that were elected 10 years prior are no longer in the legislature on a 10-year cycle.
Meaning that you got some pretty good turnover just naturally with the process as it exists.
Absolutely right. We have great turnover. We have good leadership. I can't imagine having someone that's in the legislature for two, three, four sessions and taking a leadership role, to be honest. I've sat on a lot of boards in my lifetime, and it takes time to learn the process and to understand how different parts of our state works. And if you're a part-time legislator besides, and have 80 days to make up the rules as a legislator, you've got to be able to understand exactly how the process works. So yes, we do have legislators that have been in the legislature for 30 years, absolutely. But those are the ones that become leaders and have leadership roles. You know, if you look at the big picture, we already have term limits. It's called voting.
Chatting with Perry Schaefer, who is the chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota, a little bit about term limits today on the program. If you have a question or comment about it, welcome your thoughts. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Me, it's Scott H. at flagfamily.com, Scott H. at flagfamily.com, or call us, 701-271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. How do term limits poll? Do you know if you polled, constituents, what the numbers look like?
Yeah, I know what the early polls look like. It was a large percentage of North Dakotans supported term limits when this first came out. I don't believe that's the case today. I think the gap is ever tightening. I think it's probably closer to, I haven't seen the most recent as of today, but last week, the most recent polling that we've seen on it is bringing it down in that 55-45 range. So I think people are beginning to understand that this affects them, and this actually takes, like I said earlier, takes their rights to choose their legislators completely away. The ones they want to vote in aren't even going to be eligible to vote, to be voted for. So I think people are beginning to realize it hits home.
Why do you think that's changing?
Like I said, I think people are beginning to understand it's not congressional, so they're not voting to term limit anyone at the federal level. They're voting to term limit their own hometown, everyday legislator sitting in their districts that represent them and how they think specifically. So I think people are beginning to realize that it's hitting them right smack dab where they don't want to be hit.
So a case of maybe just getting to know the issue a little bit better and paying some drilling down on the details and then coming off the knee-jerk yes?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think I want term limits as well, but I want to be able to make that choice at the voting booth. I want to be able to decide who my legislators are going to be in my district, which is District 31, by voting for them and getting out beforehand and and working with whomever the people that want to run in District 31 are, so that we can make a decision in 31 who's going to represent us. I don't want some state law telling me who I can and can't vote for. To me, that's top-down management, and to me, that's pushing it towards a socialistic style of voting, and I totally am totally against it. Don't support it at all.
Yeah, well said, because really, the voter, has the power of being the decider of term limits each and every election, right? I mean,
that's right.
They have,
and we do that.
They have it.
They have it already. They do it well. I mean, 25% turnover this cycle, that's pretty good term limits right there. And 75% over a 10-year average, the people are speaking, and they're voting in the people they want sitting in those chairs.
Short break, back with more with Barry Schaefer, chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota. When we come back, we're also going to talk a little bit about the other ballot measure that will be on your ballot in November, legalizing marijuana in North Dakota. Good idea or bad idea? That when we continue with What's on Your Mind after a short timeout.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Monday lunch specials today include meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham in Valley City. Harwood has Alfredo ravioli today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken fettuccine or chipped beef. 12th Avenue and I-29, beefy noodles today. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Swedish meatballs. And chicken Alfredo in Glendon. Yulin Orange Chicken today, 45th Tater Tot Hot Dish. How's that for home cooking? Grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA, you tell them Scott sent you. Hal in Jamestown has a question for Perry Schaefer, chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota. Go ahead, Hal.
Yeah, I was just wondering on the opposition to the legalization of marijuana. What is the reasoning there? Is it the fact that consider it a gateway drug, or do they just don't want to lose all the tax revenue they're getting from all the medical that they're selling?
I think it's...
Go ahead, Perry.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me, Scott?
Now I can. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry about that. Hal, thank you for the question. From a businessman's standpoint, the marijuana, allowing people to smoke marijuana puts a tremendous liability on me as a businessman, simply because the drug stays in your system for 10, 12 days after you use it. So if you're doing your thing on a weekend and then you come to work on a Monday and you're responsible for driving expensive equipment on expensive property sites, for example, I'm in the engineering sales business and the wealth management world, and you send people out to do work and someone gets hurt or killed, God forbid, and the individual had marijuana on them, who do they sue? They sue the employer. So it's a tremendous liability issue. And as a father and a grandfather and someone that actually spending time running the Republican Party for the state of North Dakota, it is a gateway drug. There's no question about it. It tells young people and old people that marijuana doesn't so-called hurt you, so you can move to the next one and see how that affects you. And it's totally consistent with people that have used harder and harder drugs. And lastly, my daughter actually is a psychologist, and when I talk to her about something like legalizing marijuana, it doesn't bring money into the state. It may initially bring money into the state, but it actually costs the state money because there's a tremendous amount of social issues that come from legalizing marijuana. So there's a lot of reasons why we as North Dakotans should not legalize marijuana.
All right, Hal's gone. Thank you very much. Others welcome. 271-1100. Texter says 100% yes on term limits. Public office was only meant to be a civic privilege, not a career. Beltway barnacles like Biden and McConnell always seek to solidify their own power and wealth, built off their parasitic draining of the taxpayer with their absurd $174,000 salary. Sounds like a little confusion as to what this term limits measure would do, though, right, Perry?
Yeah, I think the individual needs to study the term limits proposal before they vote, because what they're speaking of in that text has nothing to do with the term limits that's on the ballot on the 8th of November. That's, again, the at the federal level, which we don't have term limits in North Dakota or in any way at the federal level, with the exception of the president serving 4-year terms and can be reelected once. So the individual needs to read what North Dakota term limits measure one is and realize that the individuals that represent them in their district would be limited with respect to how long they could serve, which I believe is something they would want to control as a voter rather than having the state tell them what they can do.
Refresh my memory, Perry, on how this got on the ballot.
Sure. Yeah, we have a group basically out of Minot, to be honest, that has decided that they're going to take it upon themselves to socialize trying to control who gets to be on the ballot, which is, I think, exactly the opposite of what they originally told the individuals they were trying to do. Thrown out by the Secretary of State because of some illegalities that were found in terms of getting signatures, which is still the case, by the way. And I know there's some prosecution things going on there. But the Supreme Court brought it back in simply because they didn't believe that there should be one individual that can all of that individual signatures shouldn't have been thrown out. In other words, all the signatures that they notarized shouldn't have been thrown out. So it's brought back in for the voters to vote on. And again, I hope the voter actually pays attention to what term limits actually does, and they realize that it actually affects them personally. And it's term limits might be okay in some other way, shape, or form, but the way this is written, it's an absolute fiasco. Should be voted down hugely by the state.
Explain that. When you say the way it's written, what's an example of the way it's written that is a fiasco?
Yeah, because again, what we've been talking about, Scott, since you and I got on here today, and by the way, thank you for putting me on today. It tells the voter in the districts that you, Mr. Voter, have no right to vote for the person you want to vote for. You get to vote for whomever wants to run every fourth year. I guess you can run two different terms. You can switch houses back and forth. But you can't vote for the individual you want to vote for. You need to vote for whomever happens to be running that particular cycle. And you lose all of the representation in your district. In other words, you're giving the bureaucrats and the lobbyists more power and more influence. These are unelected people. You're giving them more power and more influence over the legislative process than the individuals you voted or should be voting for in your district. I think that is absolutely terrible.
Interesting. About a minute left. Anything else you want to tell us?
Well, I just thank you for allowing people like me that runs the Republican Party on and having conversations so your listeners can hear. I would really encourage all of the voters out there to really look into term limits and understand specifically that term limits affect them. They affect the businesses they work for, the businesses they own, the farming community, the energy community, all the way up and down the line. The state, running any state of North Dakota, is a multi-billion-dollar enterprise. And bringing people in from the outside that have zero experience, which is good. More the districts get to vote on who they choose to vote for legislatively. But to completely clean out the legislature and to basically start over and have educated, well-versed individuals that cannot run. Not that they don't want to run or that they were voted out. That's a different subject. But they cannot run because the law says they cannot run. That sounds like socialism to me, and I think it's a fiasco for the state.
All right. We'll give folks a chance to weigh in on this in the back half of the hour. Whether or not you're in favor of this or not, let us know. And Perry, thanks for making the case today. We appreciate you very much.
You bet. Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
You as well. Perry Schaefer, who is the chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Up or down on term limits when we come back. Don't go away.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia hit Ukraine with a wave of Iranian-made kamikaze drones on the capital, Kyiv. The strikes hit critical infrastructure in three regions, cutting off electricity in hundreds of villages across the country, according to their prime minister. Authorities in southwest Washington ordered evacuations for thousands of homes as wind-driven wildfires rapidly grew on Sunday. There's wildfires burning in the Pacific Northwest, Intermountain West, and Canada. In all, 24 large fires were burning in Idaho, 22 in Montana, 13 in Washington, and 5 in Oregon. The next level of internet connections rolls out next month in select cities. Google Fiber is launching 5 gig and 8 gig plans early next year. Google Fiber customers in Utah, Kansas City, and West Des Moines, Iowa will be able to try out the new tiers as early as next month. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Sunny Line brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Great savings at your friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the team have waiting for you. Not just pillows, by the way. You know that, right? Sheets and towels and all the other great products they have at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Promo code SCOTT. That's what gets you all the best deals. Promo code SCOTT. And they include a free gift for the first time you go there. And then you'll see slippers, $49.98, $90 off. $90 off. Wow. The biggest bed sheet sale in history, $29.98 for the Giza Dreams bed sheets. That's a great deal. What else we got for you? Guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Starting at $19.88. Mattress topper, 40% off right now. You got MyPillow robes at $89.98 and towel sets at $39.96. Some good deals. Really good deals. Best sheet prices ever right now. It's a good thing to take advantage of that. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special. There's an overstock sale that's going on right now. The Bible Story throw blankets. Same with the Bible Story pillows. Mike was giving those away. We talked to him last week on the air. Giving away down in Florida. Fort Myers for folks down there. MyPillow.com or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Texter, term limits against them. Just repeal the 17th Amendment. Another texter, 100% yes on term limits. Public office was only meant to be a civic privilege. Again, what you're voting on, November, term limits for local races, legislators and the like, okay? Texter says the push for convention of the states is because of the term limits question. Limits are needed. Should not be there to become millionaires on our dime, was never intended to be there for life. Once again, that sounds like someone concerned about their member of Congress. Do you think people get this wrong, Kev? I do.
Yeah.
I think they think it's, you know, I don't want a senator doing this forever. I don't want a congressman doing this forever. We're talking about state legislators. So...
I've always been for term limits and want to see term limits. And then it's like, well, you know, and the argument to term limit bureaucrats and the people that don't get elected is valid, too. But I don't think we give up on term limits for members of Congress. I think we need to add in the bureaucrats that aren't term limited as well. None of this, you know, these career positions, these career bureaucrats, they shouldn't be the word career in there.
We want to know what you want in the way of term limits, yes or no. Call us at 800-855-200-1776. 855-200-1776.
Extension 2.
Extension 2 gets you right to Kev. Nice and easy.
Actually, to Daniel.
That's right, Daniel. You get the 271-1100 numbers. So 271-1100, 855-200-1776, extension 2. Texter says, what the founding fathers envisioned is exactly what North Dakota has, a citizen legislature. They meet every 2 years. They have to keep full-time jobs outside of government. Term limits will cause a more full-time legislature. The bureaucrats and lobbyists will love it. See? Some of you are getting it. Email, I've been in favor of term limits ever since it was part of the contract with America in 1994. Very disappointing that somehow the 104th Congress just couldn't get that one passed despite controlling both chambers. Again, term limit question on the ballot in North Dakota has to do with local races, not with federal races. Okay? Just making sure you understand that. Texter says, the fix is simple. Fargo needs to stop its insistence on exploding the population growth of the city. That's the primary reason that crime, taxes, and costs have skyrocketed and also caused the lurch leftward that is corroding our city. Okay. Little different topic. Little bit different today. I have mixed views on term limits. On one hand, I like it, as every so often it takes away an advantage incumbents have with name recognition, etc. I also agree it's up to us to remove those who are not good. Okay? We'll take whatever you have in the way of an opinion. According to Lloyd Omdahl, American democracy is on the ropes. He says Christian nationalists want a country made up of only white Christians, a pure white population that no longer accepts other religions or races. They also want to prohibit all immigration. We should be afraid, very afraid.
Who wants that?
Lloyd Omdahl is saying we want that. Christian nationalists want a country made up only of white Christians.
He's assigning us some... Good luck with that.
Some motives there.
Well, you know, good luck with that. Because that's, I mean, that, is it 1800 again? I'm not sure. Because that's, that train left the station about 100 years ago there, Lloyd. I mean, come on, man. You know, this thing about Harris saying, I heard it over the weekend, too, about communities of color are affected worse by hurricanes and trying to, all this virtue signaling and labeling and, and my friend who lives in Florida was like, has this woman ever actually been to Florida? The entire state of Florida is a community of color, all different colors, Cuban descendants, black Americans, white Americans,
sure.
Every single, and every city in Florida is evident, it's everywhere, that this is a community of color. It's plenty, a state of color. This is a
diversity.
Country. This is a country of color, Lloyd. Okay, we're not going back. Even if some idiot wanted to do that, you're not going to do that. Who cares so what they want? That's not happening. No one in any number wants that.
I think he says
Lloyd.
You want it.
No. No one that
you're,
I know.
You're a Christian. You want it. I love being assigned labels.
What I want is to be exceptional. What I want is to be a champion with a warrior mindset. I want not only that for me, but any color, any creed, any sex, any gender. Be the best.
Listener says Lloyd Omdahl's an idiot.
I don't want to call anybody names. Lloyd, you're misinformed, I would say.
Okay. It's a nice way of saying you're an idiot.
There's no national Christian white people doing any kind of any such thing. That's ridiculous. Come on, man. Or so better than that.
He says we should be afraid, very afraid.
Oh, no, I'm not afraid. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, my friend.
There you go.
Come on.
Texter says 75% turnover in 10 years is exactly why we need term limits. To remove the other 25% from becoming career politicians.
I agree. I'm for term limits. I would love to see it happen. But
tell us whether you agree or disagree with that. Text 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Or you can call us with your opinion. Love to hear from you. 855-200-1776, extension 2, or 271-1100. Texter says, I have mixed views on term limits. On one hand, I like it because every so often it takes away an advantage an incumbent has with name recognition. Also agree it's up to us to remove those who are not good. Back to the subject of pronouns, says another listener. Stop enabling crazy, and crazy won't becoming over, and crazy won't become overwhelming in society. You got that?
Yes.
Stop enabling crazy, crazy won't become overwhelming in society.
I don't like that word either. But stop enabling, And again, I don't think anybody really has a problem if someone wants to live their life however it makes them happy. That's fine. But stop saying that everybody else has to ride the carnival ride, too. Everybody's got to get on the roller coaster here, too. No, but it's okay. Just do your thing. And at that point, I don't care about pronouns. You become hey to me. Hey, how's it going? See ya. If you're going to get mad for what name or what, that I don't know about, that I'm not in your world, I don't know, and you're going to get upset or triggered that I didn't use some word or call you ma'am or whatever, that here's a clue for you. Not my problem. That's your problem. So you deal with that, okay? See ya.
Another listener. Conservatives don't like to run for office. Therefore, it's only a matter of time before Democrats take over.
Oh, I disagree with that. Look what's going on around the country.
Yeah.
Conservatives are loving to run. They're loving this battle. They're loving the winds. Kerry Lake, go around the winds we're seeing.
True facts. Wapaden, Gus, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. On the federal end of this, for the state senators and legislatures, it's usually one state saying that another state's legislatures are the ones that need to go. If you take a look historically, the state, no matter how the rest of the country feels about your senator or your representative, it's somebody else that wants them voted out. And the other observation I have, at least from the local level, I don't think any of that should be mandated. I'm against getting rid of enforcing term limits on people, because that is the vote of the people. That is up to the people. I don't believe that that needs to be mandated by any legislation, either state or on the local level. It's up to the people of the state or the localities. If they want them, let them vote it in. That is their prerogative. I don't see, putting this in to me is like taking away a right, or disenabling a right to some extent. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Gus. Appreciate the comments. Others welcome in our final segment after we take a short break. Term limits, thumbs up, thumbs down. Tell us what you think on What's on Your Mind. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Short timeout. Back with more in a moment.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's not the start of the show. I just clicked the wrong button.
But it's actually like the segment here.
If you ask me where I come from.
11 before the top of the hour. Hello. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnom. Kevin Flynn's here. And last chance on our question of term limits to get your thoughts in here today. Simple as a text to 701. 237-1590 or a call, 855-200-1776, extension 2.
Listener friend called. She didn't want to be on the air, but she said if Denny Wallaker, for example, was still mayor, would we want to be talking about term limits? In other words, when you have a candidate that everyone loves and is no doubt going to be reelected, you know.
I think term limits are the laziest thing ever. They're the lazy voter's way out. You have term limits every single election. You decide. Hire, fire, keep them in the job, whatever.
What do you say about, like, with a really low voter turnout? that's still on the voter, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Oh, I've always gotten that part of it. I get it. But the name recognition thing seems to people just don't spend enough time learning about the candidates.
It's sort of a lazy voter argument. Yeah. You know, we're not going to be enough of us out there, so therefore we should have term limits, take care of our job.
Yeah.
Just vote. Go vote, people.
Amen.
Texter says, if Republicans get control, they call for convention of the states if they have the courage, and not all the individual states calling for via petition, etc. That takes years and years. In Minnesota, still no vote. 19 states have voted for 17 or more. So go and another 10, 15 years. Okay, I'm not sure I get all that. According to Lloyd Omdahl, American democracy's on the ropes. He says Christian nationalists want a country made up of only white Christians, a pure white population that no longer accepts other religions or races. They want to prohibit all immigration. We should be afraid of very afraid. I think we've already decided we're not subscribing to his boogeyman theory. Another, 75% turnover in 10 years is exactly why we need term limits. Remove the other 25% from becoming career politicians. Another, I have mixed views on term limits. On one hand, I like it every so often. It takes away advantage an incumbent has with name recognition. Also agree it's up to us to remove those that are not good. Okay. Another topic, this on the conversation we had with Perry Schaefer earlier, related to the marijuana question on the ballot. Show me marijuana that affects you longer than 5 hours and I'll smoke it. Just because it's in your system doesn't mean it is affecting you. That is fact. So if I smoke on Saturday afternoon, there's no effects by Sunday morning or even by the time I go to bed that night. I'm a Republican for the federal legalization of marijuana. Says another. Bruce, Hillsboro, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I am for term limits. And I don't know the real reason, but the more major problem that we have with that is the people that don't know who they're voting for. I mean, I talked to quite a few people from the area, and I talked about, do you know how your local representative has voted in the state? And they have no idea. Nobody knows how their people that they elect are voting, and that's probably more of a problem than we are having with term limits. But term limits are good because then we don't keep the same old boneheads in there. All right. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate that. interesting. I'm not familiar with his terminology, boneheads.
The current administration, I think, would qualify.
Is that right?
I would bet.
Not so wise.
I mean, there is definitely, you know, argument on both sides of the term limit conversation. I mean, I can see clearly see both sides of this.
I'm for Joe Biden's term limits.
Oh, yeah. Thank goodness he's got some on him.
56% answer the question, does Joe Biden have to serve, does have the mental soundness to serve? 56% right now said, no.
That would be a no.
That'd be a no. 56%.
I want to know.
That's how widespread this is.
I want to know who they talked to. You got him a 46% approval rating.
Well, 40%,
who is that?
40% of people say he's not fit to serve.
Yeah.
40%.
These polls, all these polls are such a joke. I just have no more time for any of them. Early polling. Well, who are you polling? Who are you asking? What are you asking them? Where are you asking them? Where is this happening? Never say that.
I'll leave you with some lunch specials today. PetroServe USA, Tater Tot Hot Dish on 45th, Orange Chicken in Yulin, Chicken Alfredo in Glendon, Swedish Meatballs at NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Beefy Noodles on 12th Avenue and I-29, Chicken Fettuccine or Chip Beef, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Alfredo Ravioli on Harwood today, or in Valley City, meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham, your choices. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. There you go. Fun show today.
Flew by, huh?
It did.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. We'll do it all over again tomorrow right here. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza corner pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of ice mountain water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deals. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.